Okay, praise God. Praise God. We're doing this more and more each week because I really want to see people in the Word. The more you're in the Word, the more excited you'll be about who you are. And I believe these are the days that God is saying, who are you? Where are you? Is your heart with me? Is your heart with God? Because we're just so satisfied going to church, being good. And God doesn't want you going to church and being good. He wants you going to church and getting full of the Holy Spirit. So you're excited about the power of God and what God's going to do in your life this week. Okay, and this is a message. This particular week we've got Isaiah 49. And let me give you a little background. Isaiah was a prophet for five kings. And towards the end of his ministry, another country came in and destroyed his church, where he would go every day and worship God. Because on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, there's lots of room to go and pray. And then occasionally they get to go in the synagogue and into the holy place. And he couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. But as a prophet of God, he was there where God established Solomon to build that temple. And this is where the first temple was destroyed. Babylon came in, destroyed the temple, and took over the government and destroyed a lot of the priests. And imagine today if China came in or a communist country came in and established a place where you could go and learn how to be communist. You couldn't have a place to worship anymore. You wouldn't have churches. They'd be sold off to the government for warehouses, for factories and stuff, and you were discouraged from even praying to God. Imagine that could happen today. Imagine we had a vice president who was pro-communist. Imagine how America could change, and your liberties are taken away. This is what happened to Isaiah, and I'm going to tell you the first part here, but it gets better. It gets encouraging. Isaiah said, God has forsaken me. Zion sighs, my sovereign, and has forsaken me. This lament opens the second of the seven half-torahs of consolation, marking the 7 weeks and even the Shabbat between Tisha B'Av and Yom Teruah. And this is that period that we need to be seeking God. And this whole concept of where is God is very common in our lives, very common in the prophet's lives, because when hard times come, what's the first thing you might say? Where are you, God? Why have you forsaken me? And let me tell you, we don't have hard times. We're in America. Everything's wonderful, hunky-dory. It doesn't matter who is elected president. Everything just continues the same. I mean, I've been alive for a couple hundred years, and we change presidents every 4 to 8 years, and nothing happens. No big deal, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. But I'm telling you, what's on the horizon right now is changing. It's going to change, and we may come to a point where we might cry out, God, where are you? And this is what Isaiah is trying to say. And Isaiah lived during this time of exile. Even David cried out in some sin, why do you stand afar off, O Yahweh, hiding in times of distress? So let me tell you, you think Yahweh's hiding his face when things are tough, when Isaiah lost the temple and everything changed? Did God change? No. God is in everything. God cares, and God wants his people to be restored, and God is calling you right now to get your house in order, to get your house on fire, and to hear his voice and have a relationship. I'm telling you, when times come down and times get hard, every Christian is going to want to have God's presence in their life. And right now, you can seek God, and God is real. You can sing songs about come into my house and restore your fire in me. And God is here. God cares. But there's coming a time when you won't be able to see God with all your heart. And there's coming a time of dryness that God is waiting to see, where are those who are mine? And the test that come are not from Satan. This week's Torah portion in Devarim 8, verses 2, every test is caused by God to humble us and to see what's in your heart. Look at somebody and say, what's in your heart? I just want to say that, see if you're still awake. So anyway, is God really standing a foreign distance during these times of troubles? This is a question that even Job asked in Job 24. And there were times throughout my life, Pearl Harbor killed 2,300 people. 9/11 killed almost 4,000 people. The Holocaust killed 6,000 Jews, 6 million Jews, plus 6 million Christians, non-Jewish people. Where's God in this? Where's God in times of trouble? God is right there, and God is waiting to see if it's going to turn you, if trouble is going to turn you to God, or are you going to curse God and die? Right now, we have many survivors of the Holocaust who are very, very much against the God of Israel because they assumed the God of Israel would take care of Israel. All God was trying to do is say, call upon me. Call upon me. Get your life in order. Get your heart in order. Have a heart for God. And right now, I believe God is using this time for the body of Christ, the body of the church, to get on fire for God. Psalm 16:1 tells us, God is our refuge and our strength. God is for us as a place to which we may flee for safety, a source of strength to us in danger. The word refuge comes from a verb meaning to flee to. Meaning to flee to God. It also implies to take shelter. It donates a place in which one would flee in time of danger, as a lofty wall, a high tower, a fort, a fortress. That's who God is. So when times get rough, we can flee to God. We can let the Spirit of God guide us. In the midst of trials, we can flee to God. We can cling to Him when everything else seems to be falling apart. Now, I know nothing's falling apart right now. Everything's hunky-dory. But the fact is, if times get rough, where are you? Where are you going to be in the kingdom of God? You know, Messiah prayed, thy kingdom come. Well, guess what? That kingdom came because he was here. That kingdom is here because the Spirit of God is here. The kingdom is with you right now. Anybody know that? Yes. Amen. Praise God. This side knows this. This side doesn't know this. So it's okay for you to talk. Because church is for people to get excited. And if you want to sit there on your tailgate and be bored, then maybe you're boring. So that's all I can say about that. When it seems to be falling down around us, we can go to God for comfort, strength, and refuge. Is Yahweh's plan to need him more than ever? You bet. It's always been his plan. It's been his plan to get people calling upon the name of God, knowing the Spirit of God is with them, embracing that relationship. Embracing who the Father is. He's just wanted your heart. That's all he's ever wanted. I mean, that scene that the worship team played from The Chosen, when he talked to Mary, Martha, he just wanted her heart. And that's all God wants from you. He wants your heart, and he wants to know where you're at. So one of the questions is, it all seems to be falling down. Is this Yahweh's plan? Yes, it is. He wants you to know him. Would you look at somebody and say, do you know him more and more each day? Do you know him more and more each day? Because that should be our goal, to have a deeper relationship with God every day. Because God is calling his people. He's calling them because he said, my sheep hear my voice. And right now we've got a multitude of believers who believe in God, believe in their doctrine, but very few know his voice, because it's his voice that's going to be heard when it's time to hear what to do, when it's time to hear how to feed our family, when it's time to know what God wants us to do when times are rough. Isaiah was prophesying that times are going to get rough, and guess what? Nobody cared. Nobody listened. Guess what's happening today? I'm not the only one telling people to get on fire for God. It's happening all over the world right now. And guess what? Nobody cares. And we're going to see that nobody caring attitude being carried out to the body of Messiah, because very few people called the remnant are going to be on fire. And I want to know who the remnant is. Who's on fire for God? Okay. Who didn't raise your hand? Okay. We're having an altar call right after this. We're meeting in the back. So, okay. It's time. Tell somebody. It's time. Praise God. Do you know him? Praise God. I'm almost done in Psalms 9:9. And Yahweh is a refuge for the crushed one, a refuge in times of distress. So when things get tough, we need to call upon him. We need to flee to him. And those who know your name. Oh, wow. Those who know your name. He's not talking about the fact that, oh, yeah, I know his name is not God. It's not Elohim. It's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And I can't say that out loud in Israel. That's not what God is saying. He wants to know it's sort of a Hebrew idiom to know his heart. And that's all God wants you to know, is if you know his heart, because Ezekiel 36 says he'll put his heart in you and take out your heart of stone. And for you have not forsaken those who seek you, O Yahweh. So I think it's time. I think it's time we seek him. So in times of trouble, no problem. But the fact is that that whole scripture we just read is an if. If you know his name, if you have knowledge of his heart and life, praise God. So if you don't have knowledge of his heart or his life, then you've got some praying to do. And so where's God in times of trouble? He's with us. He always is. Tell somebody. God is with you. God is always with you. The better question would be, where are we in times of trouble? Where's our heart? Where's our spirit in times of trouble? Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. And Yahweh says, who is, who was, and who is to come. Praise God. Praise God. It's interesting to go through the Torah in Hebrew and see the Aleph and the Tav is used 7,068 times. In the beginning was the Aleph and the Tav, beginning and the creation that God created the earth. This Aleph Tav is the spirit of Yeshua. Yeshua was in the beginning. Yeshua was in the Word of God. Yeshua is all over the Bible. And the very word Yeshua is used 78 times. And if you're a Jew or a Hebrew, and you're sitting there reading the Word of God in Hebrew, and you see the name Yeshua, why are they blind to that? Let me show you an example. Not here, next slide. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, praise God. Anybody have fear? And then rebuke it. Hard times are coming. That doesn't create fear. It just creates the fact that I've got to be closer to God. But hard times are coming, but of power. So I'm not given the spirit of fear, but I have power, praise God, of love and of a sound mind. So whenever you want to go crazy, remember God has given you a sound mind. And Exodus 14:13, do not be afraid, stand still, and see the deliverance of Yahweh. For he does for you today. Look at this. It actually says, see, ra'ah. And the actual word there is Yeshua, Yahweh. Ra'ah, Yeshua, Yahweh. See the deliverance, salvation, Yeshua of God. This is Moses talking to Israel before, as you're at the Red Sea. And that's important. So as they cross the Red Sea, how many people saw Yeshua? Because Yeshua, part of that sea, Yeshua made the ground dry. Yeshua kept the Israelites back until they crossed all the way over. And the Bible says all of them were killed. All the Egyptians were killed. So when you watch Cecil B. DeMille's version and Yul Brynner sitting up on the hillside going, Moses, I'm mad at you, or whatever, he was dead also, and history shows that Pharaoh died. And Yahweh is bringing his salvation, praise God, to Israel. So stand, and I'm going to finish. I'd like you to say, I want to seek him now.
And
God is calling you. The Holy Spirit is calling you. Seek him now while you still can.
Amen.
Seek him now while you still can. Do you have unforgiveness? Then get rid of it. Get rid of everything in your life that's keeping you from seeking him and knowing him and walking in his presence. Isaiah 55:6, seek Yahweh while he can be found. Call on him while he was near. Because there's coming a time when it may be so dry, you might not know the Holy Spirit, but God has called you right now while you can to seek him. So go ahead and praise God and praise God. It's good to see you.